Rachel Jones writes fiction, and Rosie Bossi writes children's books and historical fiction. And then right there on in the area where you can see everything, we have the barn quilt display by two local artists, Sam Cahoon and T.J. Hayes. When you go down in the basement, Jessica Kelly of Kelly's Bees will be operating an electric model train. This is a big one. It's 8 foot by 4 foot. And then we also have 9 event exhibits on display that showcase 9 different events that we've done throughout the year. Out on the lawn, you'll meet Jazzy the Unicorn, and she brings great pleasure to young and old alike. You just can't see her and enjoy her without smiling. And also on the lawn will be Dexter the Dinosaur, and the kids absolutely love Dexter. We are going to have you greeted by the 4-H Reading Project members. They're going to be dressed in storybook character costumes and handing out gifts. For instance, the boy in the tiger costume will be there representing Daniel Tiger, a well-known children's book, and handing out free toothbrushes donated to us by the Chase County Health Department. In the street right next to or in front of the library, we have a representation of a lot of the events that we have had. We're going to have 2 enormous tractors, 2 antique tractors, 2 race cars, 2 rat rods, an antique truck, a dump truck, a school bus, a fire truck, and the North Central Kansas Library System book van. And, of course, we are now well known for our chainsaw-carved benches that adorn both sides of the front door. It's a great place to have pictures taken. And then we have Sherry Wilson's petting zoo in the middle of the lawn. And I know for sure she's bringing some cute little goats. I'm not sure what other animals that everybody will be able to enjoy. Inside also we have books for sale. They're hardback books. There'll be 5 books for $1. But to celebrate and enjoy this open house, we're also giving away free paperbacks, magazines, children's books, and coloring pages, and the grand finale, free popcorn and cotton candy. If this doesn't say celebration, I don't know what else to do for you.
My goodness, Janet.
That's a list.
Wow, nicely done. I think you answered all 10 of our questions right there in one fell swoop.
Well, how about let's tell everybody to bring their lawn chairs. They can sit out and enjoy the festivities and munch on popcorn and listen to the Jess Dean Country Plus Band.
Well, that sounds like a great time. Did you guys, I have to ask, because of the storms that rolled through here Wednesday, was the library spared some of the damage that was seen in other parts of Cottonwood Falls?
We were very fortunate. I got there at 7:30 in the morning and started cleaning up the limbs that were on the yard, and I went over to the southwest corner and suddenly stopped because the hot wire still connected to the pole had been jerked off the building to the south of us, and you couldn't hardly see it because of the big branches. So I called the sheriff and Evergy, and they were there and got that taken care of immediately, and then the city came and took away the branches for us. So it was great, and the guy that's got the contract to mow the yard came yesterday, and we look like we're ready to have a celebration.
I've got to ask here, really, what about libraries is special to you, and specifically, what is so special here about the Burnley Library?
Well, Mr. Burnley was born in the late 1800s in Pennsylvania, came here to be with his brother, who was already established in Chase County, and then he became a very successful businessman and cattleman. And he loved to read. So he had this beautiful library built, 2 stories. You know, the basement's complete, thanks to the Kaltenbacher Trust that waterproofed it for us after 85 years, you know, in Chase County, it needed that. And so, and then his friend, George McNee, wanted to donate the adjoining land, and Mr. Burnley said, no, sell it to me so I can have a clear deed to give to the Falls Township. And then George used the money to buy books for the library. And, I mean, that just says Chase County all over the place. That's just exactly how we operate, and what we do is take care of what we've got. And we are so fortunate to have a building that is intact and just lovely. So I hope everybody will come see it, because it is really pretty.
That is some rich history. There's a lot of that in Chase County. There is no doubt about that. So, Janet, again.
Yep, and we're right next to the courthouse. You can go visit it, too, while you're there.
Indeed. Well, again, what time do things start tomorrow, Janet?
We will start at 10 o'clock, and we'll finish when the noon whistle blows on the courthouse.
Sounds good. Well, Janet, thanks so much for joining us here today. Hope you have a great turnout and great rest of your regular schedule here at the library, too.
Thank you, and thanks for letting us advertise with you. We sure appreciate it, and hope we have a good turnout tomorrow that come to have a fine and exciting time.
Janet, a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Janet.
Always good to talk to you, boys. Thank you. Bye.
All righty, Janet Ayers. Yes, the big birthday celebration and open house at the Burnley Memorial Library in Cottonwood Falls starting at 10 tomorrow morning. You know, with that list, Chuck, 2 hours long enough? I don't know if you can squeeze everything in there.
I was kind of wondering. And with that amount of activity, it may be hard to get everybody in the library, too, on top of that.